This is 5 Minute Friday!
How do we create our own luck? Luck is something you create by putting yourself in the right place at the right time. And Thomas Jefferson said, "I'm a great believer in luck, and I find the harder I work, the more I have it." And that's what I'm talking about today. More specifically, not how to have it, how to create it for yourself. Now, keep in mind, most of us are already very, very lucky. We're lucky to have running water, a roof over our heads, a family, parents. We're lucky to have good health. We're lucky to have privilege. We're lucky to be alive at this very moment. And remember this if you ever feel like the world is out to get you, because I know how that feels. And still, it's okay to want some extra good fortune to get the results you want in your life. Whether it's health, love, or money, luck plays a key role. And here's what you can do to create that luck for yourself rather than waiting around for it. The first thing you can do to create more luck is to talk to more people. Many opportunities will present themselves to you just because you know the right people. You don't have to be the smartest person or have the most talent or go to the right school, but knowing more people will put you in the right environment to cultivate luck. And put in the effort now to expand your network. Introduce yourself to new people. Reach out to old friends and add value in those conversations. This is something I started doing about 12 years ago on LinkedIn. I started reaching out to people that I did not know. I would connect to people that I did know, and I'd build relationships on a deeper level. I'd constantly follow up with people. I would call people. I would meet them in person for coffee. I would go on walks with people. I would create and cultivate connections. And those connections turned into opportunities, which turned into what seemed like more luck for me. Number two, learn more skills and implement more. Now, let's just say you want to live a long, healthy life. Who doesn't want to do that? Well, don't just sit there and hope you live a long life and hope that you're happy. Learn what you can do to boost your chances and then implement what you learn. I'm reading all these different books on eliminating cancer, intermittent fasting, the quality of my life, my lifespan, and I'm learning these things and then I'm implementing those things. That's developing new skills and hopefully cultivating and creating more luck in my life in that area. And number three is a big one. You got to stop fearing failure. If you never try anything, your chance of success is zero. You've got to get out of your comfort zone, take more chances, and sometimes you'll get lucky. Not all the time, but sometimes, and it'll build the more you get out of your comfort zone. And if you notice yourself falling into the same routine each day, make sure you mix it up. You never know who you'll meet and what you'll find by trying new things. So stop fearing failure, because all great things come from breaking up the mold and getting out of that comfort zone. That's what it's all about. If you do these things, you'll put yourself in the right place at the right time more often. And that's the key to cultivating and creating your own luck. I want to leave you with this quote that says, "If you want light to come into your life, you need to stand where it's shining." I'm so grateful for you. And you know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.